All right, everybody, welcome back to Bruin Radio Sports on KCIWLP, broadcasting out of Brookings, Oregon on 100.7 FM. Here we are at day three of the Adult Softball League of Brookings Harbor. We're going to see a game now today between the Chetco Traders and... Who's the other team today? Mrs. Glazebrook, who's the other team? We got Chetco Traders and who?
101 Bar and Grill.
And another team.
101 Bar and Grill.
101 Bar and Grill. Thank you, sir. That's who's playing out on this field.
You should remember that.
I should have remembered that. Hey, you know, folks, it's all part of the fun. Today is a lovely June 26th. It is about 6:40 p.m. We have a big, beautiful rolling ball of fire, but what's more important to that is right next to me is a very capable co-host on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is she? Oh, my goodness.
Who is she? I don't know. Where is she?
She is the current season. She is summer.
This is
summer
Miss,
almost.
Mrs.
Welcome back
summer
to the show.
Summer almost to join you. Hello, Dane. Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Our last show was hosted by Nick Noland, who did a fantastic job. It's his first time being on radio. Mm. And you could almost tell if you listened. And he did a great job. We've got summer almost here. We may have a few other guests in the studio. We'll have to see. Right now today, we got Chetco Traders holding the field out there. Got a few familiar folks practicing their pitches. Mr. Badger's out there on the pitching mound, doing his thing, getting his arm warmed up. And of course, that is 101 Bar and Grill up to bat. Oh, we got a big old beautiful dog in the studio too. Look at that critter. That is a gorgeous large dog.
Everything is right in my world.
I can't identify what its breed is.
It's
big, black and white.
Looks like either a Newfie or a St. Bernard.
Oh, Newfie, which is short for Newfoundland.
He's half. I
He's
was
half,
right.
Half Newfie, half St. Bernard, folks. That's impressive.
See, I could have had information that was useful in my brain, but no, it's just filled with dog breeds.
Well, that could be pretty interesting and pretty useful. We'll talk a little bit about dog breeds on this show. You know, we actually don't have any animal-themed shows on KCIW, which is a shame.
That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the world.
We do. Now, Jim Grangine, who does the Wild Rivers Music Show, is a big supporter of our local animal shelter. I used to volunteer there myself. I'm wearing a t-shirt from one of their events. Oh, all right. Hey, folks.
We are beginning.
We're getting into it. We're going to be at the top of the first inning here. Here's the first pitch of the game.
And he lets it slide.
Mm. And that was a ball.
It was
ball just
one.
Barely outside off the plate there.
So we have an umpire at this time who's going to keep us honest.
Outstanding. Oh, there's a good hit out to right field. Let's see if our Chetco Traders... Nope, Chetco Traders does... Oh, that was a caught ball. That is one out.
Chetco Traders says denied, not today.
Impressive.
I played 101 a couple years ago, and they are notorious for having lefties at bat, and they will hit into that unsuspecting right field.
Yeah, that's impressive.
They were my worst nightmare.
Weesh. All right, waiting patiently there. Our pitcher gives a shake of the head. Here's the pitch. Oh, nope, that's going to be ball one. Our batter kind of moved forward just a little bit, but didn't take that bait.
Pitch number two. She says, I'll take it.
Good hit. Sends it to the shortstop, who throws it to first, but she's got fast feet. She is safe. Oh. Was that incorrect? Was that an out?
No, there's some debate.
That looks safe to us, folks. Yep, and they do call it safe, just like we did. That's considered to be safe. All right. So our batter is on first. Here's our next batter up from 101. One out on the board.
Number 41.
Here's the pitch.
He says, nuh-uh, I'm better than that.
Yep, that is a ball. Just in front of the plate.
Giving him no time to recover. Oh, Jesse sends out another pitch, and it is another ball.
Ball two. Oh, that's a strike. Oh, it did hit the plate. I missed that. That was a strike. Pardon me. There we go. There's a good head out there to left field. And our man, oh, just barely catches it, and he takes a spill. Oh, shoot. He tried to catch that ball, and he goes down. McKenzie's going out there to try to recover. So our runner who was on first earlier, she makes it into home. And our other runner's going to make it into home as well. Bringing the score to two for 101 Bar and Grill.
A lot less drama.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, of course, nothing for Chetco Pond. Chetco Pond had a little trouble getting that ball back in after our man took a spill. And we got an umpire, so I'm going to hold off on calling what I see until I see.
We can't get away with it anymore.
Uh-oh, looks like something's going on here. We had to, got to go snag into the ball. Let's see. Our pitcher heading back into the dugout here for a second. Picking up.
Oh, it looks like we are looking at rules.
Oh, uh-oh, got to check the rules on something. Okay, that's all right.
Hey, you want to play the game or something?
Rule check, rule check. Other team is winning. We better check the rules real quick here. Yeah. waiting for that field to get a little clearer. Here's the pitch. That's going to be a ball.
Nah. Yep. Pitcher winds up. He knocks at the door. She says, nope, not today.
There's another one just off the plate there. Two balls on the count. Here's the pitch. There we go. Here's the pitch. Oh, there we go. That
nice
was going
solid
high
hit right
out
in
there.
Center.
Going in for Mackenzie. Let's see. Does she get it? Oh, nope. Oh. Sadly, that ball was not caught by Mackenzie, so she's going to pick it up.
And runner goes from one to two.
And our runner stays there safe on second. Got to work on our hustle there up there in the outfield trying to bring those balls in.
Nope. I don't want to mess with you today.
Hey, boys. We're announcing. Can you move us a little bit down? Because you're very loud. Thank you.
All right. We got our next batter from the 101 up to bat here. Got a monster tattoo on the back of his neck. And I'm talking about the brand, folks. Here's the pitch. That one was pretty high, and he sends it out to right field. Bouncing along the grass there. They're trying to bring it in. Let's see. Whew, nope. Saddle. Oh, goes back two of our people out there on the field. Our batter makes it home, bringing it to 3-0. Oof, having a little trouble there. All right, our pitcher retakes the mound. Next up on our batting order for 101. Here's the pitch. And there's a hit out to left field. Goes out to our man before who, tries to catch it again. He does not quite get it. He's got to hustle after it, but he's kind of moving a little slow. And our batter rounds the bases. And one of them brings it home,
that
bringing it to 4-0.
Big man.
Well, I suppose so.
I mean, he takes two steps, and he's from one base to the next.
Yeah.
And the next day, I went
to Trainers may want to consider putting somebody a little bit faster out to those outfields because the 101 people, they got some far hits. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a good strong hit out to left field again, going for that same catcher out there. Let's see what he can do this time. He's hustling for it.
We have a runner coming to home.
Yep, one of our batters from earlier bringing it up to 5-0.
And she is safe. Yep.
Brings it in at a pretty leisurely pace. And our batter who just hit, he's now out at second. Or sorry, now in sitting safe at second.
Safe at second.
Gotta be careful on my phrasing here.
He's out at second.
We're gonna confuse the listeners.
Yeah.
One. Here we got one. Lead off. Won't say name.
Oh, a little bit of cheering going on for the other game, but here's the pitch for us now, and that's gonna be ball one. Just to the left of the plate. Here's the pitch. Oh, nope, that's going to be the second ball.
I think Jesse's feeling a little heat because 101 is a very smart team. They will not swing at whatever he has to give them.
Mm-hmm.
They will wait for that perfect pitch.
That's the third ball. He's going to walk her if he's not. If he didn't start hitting that plate with his pitches. Here's the throw.
Oh, that was a pretty one.
Here's a strike. Here's another pitch. Oh, she goes for that one. Sends it out toward Mackenzie in center field. Mackenzie throws it in. And our man on second catches the ball, but nobody's going for it. We've got a 101 on first and third. Still the top of the first inning. Let's see how things change. One out on the board so far. Here's the pitch. Oh, big strong hit. Again, heading out there toward Mackenzie, who hustles toward it to pick it up off the grass.
She's intercepted.
Okay. And there's a batter coming in, bringing it to 6-0.
This is like the hottest place.
Hey, hold on!
Our runner from earlier. Now we got a 101 on first and second.
Seems like we've been here before.
It does feel familiar, doesn't it? And now up to bat is Kelly Glazebrook.
Putting on her gloves like she means business.
Yeah, she's ready to rock here. Bright pink bat. Got a bright pink leg brace. Here's the hit.
She says, I'll take it.
She steps into it, sends it to Sabrina Christopher, who catches it and throws it in first.
Yakstar says, nuh-uh.
All right, there's our second out. Marvelous.
Oh, this is Mr. Benny up to bat. Now, Benny is a fierce pitcher, but let's see how he does with a hit.
Okay, we've got...
He's a little anxious.
We've got a runner for 101 on second and third. Let's see what happens here. Here's the pitch. All right, that goes right past our pitcher, past
right
our shortstop.
Nice grounder.
Out to McKenzie.
We have a runner at home. Two runners.
Two runners at home. Yep, they're bringing it in. Oh, sadly, that brings it up to 7-8. Score is now 8-0. We're joined in the studio by Michael Dunn, who's going to come on in here in just a bit as we switch from the bottom to the top of the first inning. We'll see if that happens anytime soon, though. You might be able to hear him. He's very far away in a chasm, but let's see if we can hear him. Can we hear him?
Oh,
he's very deep. It's going to take him a little bit to climb out.
Was that a mountain goat?
I think it was. It's a mountain goat. All right, we got a new batter coming up here. Let's see the pitch to her. Oh, that's kind of close to her. Real close to the bat, real short hit. Our pitcher heads up there. Our batters move one base at a time.
That means that's uncommon for a 101 to take any hit that they get. She must be new.
She may be. We've got a 101 runner on first and second.
We have number 9 coming up, and he is a left hitter. He likes to scare the people out in right field. Some trash talk happening.
Here's the pitch to him.
He says nope.
He almost looked like he wanted to bunt that one, but he did not do it. I don't think you can bunt an adult softball.
You cannot. Well, the women can. The men cannot.
Oh, he takes that hit, though.
That's a little pop fly.
It goes, goes up toward left field. Our man in left field hustles toward it, snatches it up off the grass, and throws it in.
I think he heard me because he tricked them, didn't go for right, and went for that left instead.
Folks, we have bases loaded for 101 out there. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, you're fine. He's just saying y'all better be paying attention out there, and he made sure that they were.
All right, here's our batter for 101. Let's see what she does with these loaded bases. Takes a practice swing, moves the dirt to where she wants it. She's ready.
She's got a nice samurai sword going on.
She's ready to send it out. Let's see.
Nope.
Oh boy. We got a wound on the field. So she took that one to the foot deliberately there for a little bit of a gag. There's a real pitch there. She sends it out to left field again.
And we got Benny
home.
One
man home.
Annie running home. Annie's safe at home.
Oof. That brings it up to 10-0 with a runner on third.
You're in those double
digits. Second. Runner on third and second for 101. There are two outs on the count. All we need is one more out to change it from the top of the bottom of this inning, but not quite happening.
Number 41, Rafferty up to bat. Rafferty is a hard hitter notoriously.
Here's the pitch. Oh, all right. That's a bouncing hit out there to Sabrina Christopher, and it goes right through
right
her legs.
Back, Sabrina.
Yep, she hustles back after it.
We have one safe at home.
Yep, that's going to be
two
safe more, bringing the score to 12-0.
This feels familiar, Dave. It feels like we just had a game that was very, very similar.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that you're right.
Now, you have a couple leagues, or you have a couple teams that are out here just for fun. But then you have teams like 101, DQ, that really take this seriously. They've been playing together for years, and they know each other's strategy. That is ball one. Going for ball two.
All right, here's another pitch.
That one's going to be a strike.
That's a strike, okay. So that's two balls.
Bringing us to two balls, one strike.
Yes. Here's the pitch. That's a high one. And she goes for it, sends it out to right field. And we got a runner going out there trying to snag it, having a little bit of trouble. 101 round in the bases. They're going to see how far they can get. Looks like they're going to stay safely on second and third. Oh, boy. So our man on third almost catches the pass to him, but doesn't.
Jolly Green is back. That's now what I'm dubbing this giant in front of me.
Well, I'm not gonna mimic or mirror that.
He is a scary man. That bat looks like a toothpick in his hand.
He may use it for one. We'll
Possibly.
See. Here's the pitch to him, though. Oh, good strong hit. Oh, out there to right field.
Jessica.
Goes right past Jessica. That was going to be a tough one to hit. That's a fastball there. Jessica ready at
one
first.
At home.
Pitch comes into Jessica, but it goes right past her, sadly. Oh, and it goes into home. Oof. All right, that should bring the score up to...
It was one home.
That was one home, so now it's up to 13.
Number 15, Baxter taking bat. A couple practice swings.
Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a ball. Oh, Oh, she takes that one, sends it out to left field. That's a fair ball. Real high. 101's throwing it in.
One, safe at home.
It brings up the score to 14 and 0. Ouch.
Do they have any outs on 101?
I do not know. Oh, yes, they do. I'm sorry. We have two outs on the board.
Two outs.
Yep. All we need is a third out to switch this around.
Jesse winds up, looks around, knocks at the door.
Oh, he goes for a little silly pitch there.
No one's home.
Look for under the legs.
And it is out of the cage.
Bounce out of the dugout there.
Jesse!
Our very own Michael Dunn may be going to retrieve that ball. It actually bounced into the canyon where he was. Now he says, forget it. Let the river at the bottom of the canyon take it.
So long, farewell.
There's another pitch. Boy, this one's also going high. And it's going to fall toward Jessica. Let's see what she does with it. Oh, nope. It was not a caught ball. She could not quite go for it. That was a fair ball, though. We had another man come home, bringing it to 15 and 0. Oh, we got having a little trouble here. And another 101 brings it home. Score is now 16 to 0. Okay. And Summer Olson is getting a call from the president, so she's got to head out. What did I say? Almost, sorry. Summer Olson is heading out. I don't know why I said that. She's got a call from the president, so she's got to go. We are joined by Michael Dunn. Welcome, sir.
Oh, it's good to be out of that canyon.
Oh, man. And for those of you who heard our Bruin Radio Sports Show coverage of the OSAA baseball game, you might remember Mr. Dunn in the background. Here he is in the foreground, ready to rock.
It's good to be in the studio, Mr. Tittman. Good to be in the studio.
Oh, it's air-cooled. We've got posters. We've got all kinds of gifts from our sponsors.
You know, the foot rub when I got here was a nice touch.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
How about the helicopter ride to get you out of that canyon?
Yeah.
The KCIW newscast helicopter rescued you.
Brookings
finest. We've had a couple of pitches here, but nothing's quite come out of this batter from 101. Let's see what she does with this next pitch. All right. Oh, that's going to go right past our third baseman who tries to snag it, and our man in left field also tries to pick it up but fails at first. They throw it in. It goes right past Sabrina Christopher, who was at second. Oh, boy. Checo Trader having a little trouble picking that ball up. We've got a 101 runner on first and second. Here's our next batter for 101. Ready to swing. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he sends it out and high and just right to the right of center field. Oh, that's a caught ball finally for our third out. Woo, boy.
Hard-earned
it was a while.
Inning.
Yeah, it was a while waiting for that third out. It is 6:57 p.m. The game started whenever I said it started. Checo Trader bringing it back in to their dugout. Getting some high fives, the team there trying to build up a little bit of hype, hopefully. Oof. So the score is 16 to 0. We're going to see if Checo Trader can't pick their score up a little bit.
Well, they're going to be stiff in the field after all that time in the dugout.
Yeah.
That bodes well for us.
Yeah. Now, we haven't had the chance yet, but could you tell our listeners about the weather today? What are we seeing out here?
I think, what are we working with? 65 in the shade, 70 in the sun?
Feels that way. It's been warm out here in Brookings,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, been very nice. Not a breeze tonight. No breeze. So that won't impact any of our pitches or throws or incredibly long hits. Sunny skies. Surf was up on the way down. I saw some white caps out over the water when I was driving through town. But it doesn't seem to be impacting things here.
No, the wind isn't too strong. Very, 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 very light, if it's felt at all.
We've got the sun going down between the trees.
Right,
just
makes it
left
a little
the center field.
Yeah, makes it a little tough sometimes to bat because you may not always see that ball coming in if it goes high.
Well, not to mention commentating. We're staring right at it.
Hmm.
Listeners don't often appreciate the challenges here in the booth.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they don't, yeah. Boy. They sit at home thinking, we could do better than these guys. Yeah. And even though they could, even though that's a fact, still a challenge.
I'm mildly perspiring. You know, I might get a little sunburn.
Yeah. We've got Jesse, who is our pitcher for Checo Trader. He's up to bat first in the batting order for the pawn shop folks. And Summer was telling us earlier that we've got a mean pitcher. Here's his first mean pitch. Ooh, that's going to be a... That went right off the plate. That looked like a strike to me, folks. Second pitch. Ooh, that one's also bounced off the plate. He did not go for it. We got two strikes on the count.
That's all right. Got him right where he wants him.
Here's a third pitch. Jesse goes for this one, sends it up and high. And it's still going right to our shortstop, who makes that an easy catch for the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Next up to bat is Mackenzie, ready to swing. She takes a second there, takes a practice swing or two, get a feel for that bat. Let's see what she does with it. Here's the pitch to her. A little close to her. She's calling that a ball, and she's correct. There's another pitch. Oof. That's another ball. Let's see what happens third. Oh, she goes for that one and sends it over to our... Oh, ouch. Well, what happened there? She sent it to our catcher between first and second, who threw it into first quite quickly, and sadly, Mackenzie was out. That is two outs now for 1-1. Score is still 16-0 by our count. Here's a batter coming up for Checo Trader. Let's see what he does. Oh, he takes a swing with a swing and strike. He just barely nicked that ball. I could hear it.
Mm-hmm. Step out of his box to get it.
Mm-hmm. There's a ball. And our pitcher Benny getting a little encouragement. Two ball, one strike on the count.
That pitch a little short there, not quite making it to home. Yeah.
Benny has the habit of hopping a little bit as he pitches. He actually hops toward the batter. It's an interesting pitch technique here. Here's another one. Oh, our batter takes that one, but that's going to be a foul ball. So foul ball is an adult softball. They will count as strikes, but they will not count as your third strike. So you cannot strike out with a foul ball. Oh, can't strike out in adult softball league. Oh, I'm mistaken. All right. I was corrected. Looks like you... Ah, okay.
Thanks to the batter for that input.
Yeah. There's a hit, sending it out toward the third baseman who throws it in.
Doesn't get closer to the field than this, folks.
Sadly, that is an out. Shoot, that was a third out for 101.
Is that three up, three down?
Yeah, that's the end of the first inning. Three up, three down, yeah.
Good defense beats good offense. That's what they say, right?
So it sounds like an adult softball, your foul balls will or can strike you out. Let me double check here. I trust them. I just want to see the rule.
We'll call in our expert with the rule book. Have a panel discussion here momentarily.
Yeah.
To review that.
A foul counts as a strike. A foul on the third strike is an out. No courtesy foul. It's right there, folks. Why didn't I read it? Mm. Well, I'm reading it now.
That's what you get for using the Spark Notes.
Hey, now. Oof. Youch. High school counselor getting after me.
Sorry, I didn't read it at all.
Well, no. You still called me out, though.
I did. I can be rough. I can be rough. Yeah. This is a summer version here.
Yeah.
I don't sugarcoat things at the adult softball diamond.
No kidding. All right, folks. Here we are at the top of the second inning with 101 taking the field again. It is still a beautiful Tuesday, June the 26th in Brookings, Oregon, Wild Rivers Coast. Our Checo Trader people doing some practice throws out there. We've made some changes to our outfield. We've got our gentleman who was on left field before, now on right field, Mackenzie taking center. We've got our final batter of the last round. He's taking up left outfield out there. Kelly Glazebrook is up to bat. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, yep, and she goes for it and sends it real close. Sadly, it's going to be a foul ball, counting as one strike. Kelly Glaze. Oh, man, I'm having trouble with that name. Glazebrook. Glazebrook. Here's the pitch. Oh, she goes for it. That's going to be kind of short. Goes between our shortstop and our left outfielder. She's going to stay right on first. And here's Benny up to bat. Benny gets ready for his swing here. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a ball. A little trouble squinting past that sun out there. Here's the pitch. Oh, he goes for it. Big old swing, but that's a real short ball. He goes for it, though. Jesse hustles in. And our runner is safe on first. Kelly Glazebrook on second. See, I got her name that time.
There you go.
Jeez.
Practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
Always learning here. It was like a swinging bunt. The ball barely...
Yeah.
Barely made it out.
They didn't go
box.
Very far, but it counted. There's our next batter. Jesse's going to pitch it to her. Ooh, that one was real, real close to the hands there. Bounced up and behind her. Counting as a strike. Here's a pitch. Oh, she goes for it. Sends it out toward Sabrina Christopher, who just can't quite pick it up off the ground.
Rolls into the grass.
Kelly stays on third. We got a runner on second, a runner on first. That's bases loaded for 101. And they're setting it a pretty comfortable 16 to the Checo Traders 0, so they don't mind. There are no outs on the count so far. Kelly, Benny, and a young lady out there on third, second, and first, respectively. Here's our next batter, a left-hander, a southpaw. He sends it out there. Looks like a foul. Oh, Jessica does not catch that foul, sadly, so that is not an out. She took a little bit of a bounce there and rolled on the ground as she went for it.
Meyer, good hustle play.
Yep, you know, she'll fight for it. And, of course, foul balls count as strikes, Mr. Tipman recently learned.
We all did.
Our batter comes back. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he sends it up towards center field, just slightly to the right. He's watching it, though. He thinks it's going to be caught, and it is indeed caught for the first out of the second inning. We're at the top of that second inning.
But he's not pleased.
And our runners did not move anywhere. They all remained exactly where we were, where they were.
Stone cold discipline.
Yeah. I think they kind of knew what was going to happen to that ball. They were counting on Jesse to catch it. Here's our next 101 with the pitch to her. Well, she does not take that one. Going for the toes again. Boy, trying to knock out her big toe there or something. I don't know. One ball. Oh, she stepped into that one, gave it a good swing. That's going almost perfectly to center field down to McKenzie. McKenzie goes for the catch but does not get it. So we've got 101 people coming home. We've got one from Kelly. And Benny's coming in.
Get him!
Oh! Benny is safe home.
Overthrown at the plate.
Yep. So we've got, we've got 18 now. Oof. Benny and Kelly go back to their respective dugouts.
And the rest of the runners advanced. Mm. So runners on second and third now.
Mm. A little expectoration on the field. That's normal, folks. That's normal. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's kind of an interesting hit there. Came right for us. I felt my life flash before my eyes, but Mr. Dunn jumped in front of me, took that hit. While I cowered, it was impressive.
I can't call those instincts.
Oh, there's another one going high. Boy. Let's see if he catches it. Oh, that is a cat. Caught ball by
the favor.
Caught ball by Jesse out there. That is two outs now for 101. Two outs on the board with a runner on second and third.
Is the pitcher trash talking himself right now?
I think so. A little bit of humility, I guess. Oh, that was a strong hit. Whoa, interesting. Okay.
Knocked down.
So that ball went right to our shortstop out there, and the ball went right into his mitt, but then jumped right out. We had one runner make it home, bringing the score up to 19-0. Youch. Sorry, shouldn't say youch. Should be neutral.
Neutral?
Value neutral statements here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't think that score is value neutral right now.
Well said. Oh, there's a good strong hit from the man that Summer was calling the Green Giant, I think.
Yeah, when
he set it out there to teeth. Yep, sent it out there to McKenzie. Wow. And one runner makes it home with a leaping jump on the home plate there. And we're going to have our batter who just hit also making it home safely, bringing the score up to 21.
Hey, you got to catch that second.
Yowza. So our giant man is out there safe on second. We had two make it home with that hit that went pretty far. I think 101 Bar and Grill is getting the tactics here. A little dispute over what that was.
I think she was thinking about
that was
swinging at the bounce.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Oh, she takes that one, but that's gonna be a fair ball. That's a good hit. Wow, that's powerful.
Sound like the bat cracked.
Almost, huh? And we've got our giant man coming in.
It does say Giants on his t-shirt.
It says Giants. It says Giants. Maybe
usually
that's...
you see the name on the back. This one's on the front. But
yep.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah. Oh, boy. And here's Jesse with the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a ball. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Oh, yeah, that's a decent little hit, but that's going to be a foul ball, sadly. Oh, did she catch it? We're not sure if she caught it or not.
The crowd isn't going wild like you'd expect.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that was a caught foul ball. I mean, there are two outs on the board, so that if that would have been a caught foul...
there would have been much more jubilation, I believe.
Yeah, a little more noise, you're right. Oof, that's a grounder. Yep. Bouncing along the dirt, picking up some plants along the way. Well, runner on first and third. I think Checo Pond is hoping they can get this out and save themselves from that score jumping up to 24, while it currently sits at 22. Here's the pitch. And she goes for it, real short hit, but it's right in the sweet spot. Oh, our man takes a little spill, takes a spin, but he does get it. That was one person coming home, bringing the score to 23. To zero. I'll tell you what, the 101 batters are swinging so much, their arms are getting tired. People on the field saying, give me a good one from Jesse. He's saying, hey, I can't give them all a good one. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that one looked pretty good. Our man takes kind of a spin and swing there. Sends it out to left field. Left field throws it in.
Some false humility.
Oh, that ball is missed by our third baseman. He does not
rolls
make that catch.
Casually to the pitcher.
Yep. Summer almost returns. Almost, for goodness sake. I don't know where this Summer Olson is, but she needs to stay out. She does not belong here. This is an almost booth. Not an Olson booth.
All Olsons get out.
Kelly Glazebrook back again. Seeing her up on this batting order.
First try.
Yeah, I'm a little
were
bit of practice.
Through your head there?
Yeah.
Before she walked out?
We got a cute little pupper coming to join us in the studio.
Canines welcome, Olsons.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey there, pretty girl.
Or boy. Don't know what your gender is.
Guess we'd have to ask it.
Here's a hit. Oh, and it bounces off the left dugout there. Little thunk-a-thunk.
That'll wake him up.
Yeah, if anybody was snoozing back there. Oof. All right, Kelly's still up to bat here. We still have a runner on first, second, and third. We got base is loaded out there. Here's the pitch to her. That's going to be a foul ball. That's a third out. We should be switching fields now to the bottom of the second inning. Oof. Summer, would you like to fill in for me now?
I can fill in for you if you'd like. You
come
want
on,
to take a break?
Come on by, yeah.
I just threatened an entire team.
You threatened an entire team? What were they doing to your hubby out there?
He's pitching. They're like, come on, you can hit the base. I'm like, you want to hit something?
All right, folks, you'll now be capably hosted by not me. Listeners are out there rejoicing. Thank goodness. Get that Dane Tippmann guy
off the
radio.
No, there is not rejoicing. There is cries and wails and gnashing of teeth. There's biblical-style mourning happening. Ooh.
Here's our score. As you can see, 101 Bar and Grill doing wonderfully at 23. Checo Pond 0. And we're at the bottom of the second inning. Yeah, it's a little painful. It's a little rough. Here's where you count our outs, and feel free to do as much or as little of that as you like.
I will do nothing.
Okay, I'm going to try to get a picture of Jessica when she bats.
Can we, did you not announce Addie's name because you didn't know it or because she's a student? Addie Dressing?
I don't know her
name. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We can announce names.
Okay.
But I think I was making him nervous, so I had to come back.
Look around,
It's like, come on, hit the bass. I'm like, you want to hit? Like, are you Rob's person? Said his wife. Yes. I will threaten this team.
Good for you. Good for you, honey.
That's why I can't leave me alone.
I'll take that risk.
Yeah.
I'll take that risk any day.
I'm like one of those really, really overbearing moms. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't even look at my kid. Said he's trying his best. It's his first time.
You be nice to
you
my
You be
hubby.
Nice to him.
He's not supposed to be pitching.
He's adorable.
He's doing this for all of you.
How have you been doing with your announcing endeavor?
I give myself a C minus. Scraping by.
No, there's no time for burpees.
Well, it might be a little cold. We spent a lot of time in the dugout.
Okay, looks like we're starting up again. Miss Sabrina is coming up to bat. Sabrina hitting the left side with her samurai sword swish that she does with her bat. Very intimidating.
I'm scared.
Here's the pitch. And she says, nah, you can do better than that.
Good eye, Sabrina.
Nice grip. Grip on the bat. Here's the pitch. She says, nah, I like it, but not quite enough. She's throwing him off the trail.
She looks over at us and mouths, are you reading my mind?
She said, mm-mm, not at all.
Not that one.
Pitcher winds up. That is a solid two strike. Here's the pitch. And she says, nah. It's very important here to have a good eye. He's coming right up to the line. She needs to make a decision what she's going to do. Let it fly or let it pass. And she lets it fly. Sabrina running to first.
Just passed.
And she is safe. Beautiful. New batter sporting a very manly beard and camo shorts. Possibly to hide himself from the pitcher.
Yeah,
at least
that,
half of it.
Where's the bottom of that strike zone?
Never know. That's the trick. So you got a trick 101. Here comes the pitch.
Yep.
Oh, that is a straight hit to the error he could not see.
Ball one.
There's some confusion, but that's going to be a nice solid ball.
Batter manages to restrain himself. Clearly wanted to charge the mound.
That would have been an interesting game. I've seen it happen.
What sportsmanship?
Seem to take someone's eye out. That's a swing and a miss. Ball one, strike one. With an unflappable umpire.
No, he does not have wings.
Here comes the pitch. That is strike two. Ball one, strike two. Getting a little cocky out there in the pitcher's mound. That's pride goeth before the fall. And a ball two. Strike two, ball two. Here comes the pitch. And that is strike three.
Get some swinging.
Back into the dugout you go, Mr. Camo Pants. Oh, we have the Yawk Star taking her bat. Now we're going to see some good action. As you can tell from the screams of the children.
Everyone's excited.
That is a solid ball. She's a smart player. She says, uh-uh, I'm a better player than that. You give me a good hit. I will not be wasted. Pitcher knocks on the door. Yawk Star responds by sending that out and saying, nobody is home. And she is unfortunately out. Nice, solid catch from the pitcher. That is two outs. One on base. There's Ponytail. Ponytail just his cab. Now he means business.
Long sleeves and jeans.
Only in Brookings.
There's the ball.
Probably other places, too.
It makes you wonder if he just wandered into this game and said, you know what, I'm going to play. I'll play my street clothes. There's a hit, and it is a foul ball.
You want to borrow my hat?
Yeah.
It helps.
Ooh, it's Army.
Yeah, they got a little man sweat on it, too. Oh, come on, don't.
Army.
Hey, hey,
geez. Okay.
I wore that on deployment. You got some
very
layers
nice
of Iraq sweat on there.
Lovely. Oh. That is a sneaky, dirty strike. There's the pitch, and it's a ball. Mm. There's the pitch. Oh, that was a beautiful hit, and it is a solid strike.
Mm. Big swinger.
And Ponytail goes back to the dugout. Maybe another day, Ponytail. Put on some shorts and we'll see what happens.
Oh, he comes back to the plate, though.
Redemption story? Oh, it looks like the other team says, you know what, go ahead, we'll give him one more try.
That might have only been two. Well, apparently some confusion. Huh? Huh? Counting to three is not our strong suit here this evening. Bonus pitch.
Oh, that is another foul ball.
Now he's definitely out.
Get another one. Get another one.
See, thus leading my theory that this man just walked in off the street.
Fouls out.
Is this yours or mine? Okay, that was okay.
There's some confusion. You get one more hit.
Go, go, go.
That's the foul.
That is foul three. There's a lot of talking happening on the field.
Yeah, the expert panel we had on the show earlier confirmed that your third foul can be your third strike.
Ponytail finally getting his hit, running to first.
Oh, and bounced right off third
plate. Sabrina is safe at second. Okay, there was the pitch. It is a ball. She says, nah, I'm going to adjust my hat and try again. There's the pitch. That was
powerful
a strike. Liz has some admirers in the crowd. That's a nice, gentle hit. Throwing 101 off their game, they are not used to that.
Force out
Sabrina
at third.
Is out at third. And that is three outs. Bring us to 23-0. Nary a run amongst them.
Go, Badger!
We're on the top of the fourth.
Sure, let's go for that.
Sure, why not? See, this is the expert announcing we have when Dane is not present. Lots of shrugs and nods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Benny up to bat. Benny actually switching spots from left to right. Let's see if that gives him any better luck.
Mm. Grunt of enthusiasm.
Benny's been on this team and in this league for a good amount of years. He is a veteran to this field. He's got a couple of tricks up his sleeve. Let's see if he pulls out any.
He, unlike several of the players, is actually wearing sleeves. I think there's a football penalty being assessed at home plate.
It's right there, Jeff, right there.
Again, we want to thank you for tuning in. This is a live softball league. It's still a beautiful day outside. The sun's slightly waning. There's a couple practice pitch. I'm not sure who this new pitcher is, but he is a force to be reckoned with. I would not want to go against him. He's got some dirty strikes in there. Vinny coming up to bat. It is time in. Batter is up, stares down. There's the pitch. Vinny says, I'm going to take it. And it is almost out of the park, not quite. Come on, Vinny. I'm a completely unbiased opinion here. Pitcher stares him down. There's the pitch. And it is a nice solid hit to short. Short throws it to first, but it goes past Yachtstar. Vinny stealing second.
Oh, did he pull?
He faked him.
He is safe at second. There was a nice solid fake out there. And Vinny slides his way. That's why I said he's tricky. You turn around, he's got another base under him. Mike, did you ever play softball or anything of that nature?
No, I am a novice.
Well, we're all novices here. That's fine.
And off the field.
Here is Miss Emily, I believe. She got a nice little butt wiggle. That means that she's ready. It's Addie. Addie, that's a nice solid hit down the middle. She runs to first, and she is safe.
You realize neither of us can say what you just said, right?
Yeah. That's the joys of having estrogen. My double X's trump your Y. Number 9 coming up for that left side hit. Right field looking nervous. There's the pitch. And it is too slow, too low, no go.
Aggressive pitch. Didn't pan out for him.
There's the pitch. Hey. It's a nice solid hit into nice, right field. McKenzie ball. Runs for it. We have Benny at home.
Addie to third.
Addie at third. And number 9 safely at second. That is another run for 101 Bar and Grill. 24-0. There's the pitch. And it is a sneaky, dirty strike. See, personally, it was a little too low. I wouldn't have gone for it, but she has that fire in her eyes. She wants it. There's the pitch. And it's a nice, solid hit down the center. Addie coming into home. She is safe. Flynn thinking about it. Nine doing a little bit of a dance. And he says, nah, I'll go ahead and stay at third.
Ooh,
oh, never mind. Joke's on you. Jeez. I'm coming to home. Nice little saunter there. So that is 2 runs, bringing us to 26-0.
Quite the saunter, indeed.
Indeed. Sauntering prowess is part of 101 strategy.
I think that's at the core of their strategy.
Pretty much. They have to hit hard and look smooth doing it.
I hear if you're elected captain of the team, you actually get the word saunter tattooed on one of your feet.
That is the myth.
You're all wearing shoes tonight, though, so we can't be sure.
There's a pitch, and it's solid dive down the middle.
Out to left field, fielder
check
easily. Check
upon, really.
Thrown to short, thrown home,
she's
overthrown.
She's going home, and she is safe. Now, check upon has some holes out there that they really need to start tightening up, because the 101 is just going to find those holes, put the ball right where they want, and it'll be all over.
Surgical accuracy.
Indeed. Another lefty.
Here we go.
That's a grand count about 4 lefties on 101. There's the pitch. And she says, I'll tomahawk it. Oh, but it is one. She is out.
That should be the second out, I think. Are you keeping track?
No.
Uh-oh, that's okay.
I tried.
That was an out.
I tried. I got excited.
Yes, that's the second out. Jolly Green Giant back up to plate. He is another lefty. He is a terrifying batter. I would hate to be at the other end of his bat. It looks like a toothpick in his hand.
He's got some tattoos, but I don't think any of them say saunter.
There's the pitch. He says, nope, not today. And this story of David and Goliath, I do not see David winning. There's the pitch. He says, maybe. I'll take that strike. It's worth it.
The crowd is impressed by that pitch.
Here comes the pitch.
Here comes another.
And he says, nope. Mm-mm. That's a nice high ball. Right past McKenzie, almost caught to her. Oh, they got to start running. We got one at third, one at second, no one at first. Number 15, Baxter, taking the bat. She's got two very fast runners that she needs to bring into home. Pitcher stares her down. There's the windup. And she hits a nice... Heads! You know, see, I think that was a little personal. Baxter's had enough of us. She's like, I'm taking out these announcers.
But can you blame her?
I mean, a little bit. There's the pitch. She gets a nice, clean grounder.
No.
But one Yachtstar takes her out, says, not today, not on my turf.
Ooh, all right.
And I believe that is two outs? No, that was the second out. I was right. Ladies and gentlemen, this game where I know very little, it is always great when I am right. There's so the pitch.
Run score.
Oh, nice, solid hit.
Deep center field. McKenzie fields it off the bounce.
Jolly Green Giant coming in. I'm going to call him Goliath. It just sounds a little bit more manly than Jolly Green because I don't see many things jolly about him.
There's one home.
Sporting all black today as well.
I support an all black man. He's got a Johnny Cash vibe, if Johnny Cash was scary. We have another batter coming. There is the pitch. She says, nah, too slow, too low, no go. There's a windup. Pitch. And she says, I'll go ahead and take that.
Oof.
Oh, very nice, right down the center.
Just past the shortstop.
There is some silly running happening to second. Getting a little too cocky. You never know when that's going to come in your face. You never, never know.
We can always hope.
I think they're pretty confident with their lead.
It's always nice to have a shutout, though. There's the pitch. It's a nice, solid hit.
Deep center.
And he goes right past McKenzie.
McKenzie's getting a lot of action, but she can't seem to get in the right spot.
There's some shuffling, if that's what you want to call this running. Every day I'm shuffling right to home.
I believe that was a...
Look at that beauty in the blue shirt.
Mockery.
That was some showboating going on by number 15.
With a little finger instead of stamping on it.
There is Miss Kelly Glazebrook coming up, getting her gloves on. Knows that she means business. Some people believe in taking the gloves off, but not Kelly. She puts those gloves on and says, I'll handle this dirty job all by myself.
Glazebrook, a last name that's tripped up excellent announcers from East Coast to West Coast.
A nice solid hit. Oh, Sabrina dives on the ball. That is some dedication right there. And that is one runner in. Bringing our score to 29-0. Benny back up to bat. My gentleman like to say anything? Because I have just taken over this broadcast.
I think it's best that way.
Mr. Dunn's the guest. He's doing perfectly.
There's the pitch. Nice, solid hit by Benny. He goes to that right field. He says, I'm going to throw you off a little bit. Oh, dropped ball. There is some
very
dancing.
Good.
That is a nice safe there.
Not the best fielding.
Bringing the score to 30-0. 3-0-2-0. Addie. Miss Addie coming up to bat. She is the youngest member of the 101 crew. But she's fresh face, new ideas, ready to hit this ball and prove herself.
It's so cute!
The pitcher stares her down like a lion looking at a gazelle. He does the pitch, and she says, nope, that's a strike. Mm-mm. I was intimidated. I was not going to hit.
A small puppy. It's so small. Teacup.
There's the hit by Addie. She's so fast going into first, bringing Glazebrook to third, and bases are loaded. Oh, there's some dancing on the field trying to say that Benny is out. He's saying he's in, but he concedes as Sabrina caught the ball and said, "Get off my turf, not today."
That's the third out.
Third out. Oh my goodness gracious.
The top of the third inning, I think.
So when did you get her?
Three, four.
I don't know.
Counting, not our strong
suit. I don't know. Sesame Street did not work for me.
So during the break here, you guys can do a bit if you'd like to. That's one of the secrets of making good radio.
I've been doing bits.
You can talk about who your big sponsors are. You have very famous sponsors.
Now see, I like my sponsor of Disney. Disney bringing the magic to this field. There's lots of underdog stories, but unfortunately, I don't see the underdog coming against 101. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any other sponsors that we have? Any other big corporations? I heard Coca-Cola had a hand in this.
I think the Three Billy Goats Gruff had a play on me when I was in the canyon prior to the game.
Did you answer their riddles three?
I did not. I'm lucky to have made it out of there alive.
You know, I did see a little bit of material taken out of your shorts. I wasn't going to say anything. I thought that you're a man of fashion, but it seems like you were just a victim of yet another Billy Goat attack.
A close call there.
Looks like we're getting all set up. They have a new pitcher sporting a mask. She's not taking any risk. With a pretty face like that, you don't want to ruin it. And I can respect that. That's why I have a face for radio. All right, batter coming up. There's the pitch. And he takes it. Nice, solid crack. Maybe giving Checo Pon a chance. He takes first, considers going for second, and says, nah, you know what, I'm going to be safe. Stand first. The sun is dipping down below the trees, and that might make it a little bit easier. Jesse takes bat. Gives a couple practice swings. Stares down the pitcher. Does his custom lean. And says, nah, I don't want that ball. Give me another one. There's the pitch. He says, no, ma'am, I have another one, ma'am. Not today.
Hide away.
There's the hit. He reaches for it, just throwing them off. It goes straight into right field.
To get it.
And first runner goes into third. That was quite a steal. That's amazing. Jesse on first. Unnamed person on third. We just might be seeing Checo Pon getting a run, ladies and gentlemen. Hold your breath. This might not be a shutout for 101.
McKenzie's ready.
McKenzie up to bat.
No stranger to pressure.
She says, nah. No ball. I can do better. Y'all have been picking on me all day. Now I'm going to hit the ball right at you. Ball two. There's the pitch. McKenzie says, I'll take that one. And she gets a nice run.
Pitcher.
Oh, there's a slide into second. And safe on first.
And third.
Bases are loaded. Some adjusting of the home plate. First I thought he was going to bat like that, and I said, I don't think that's legal.
It's a risky maneuver.
In my limited knowledge, that is not legal. All right, he takes proper position, and on this carousel of runners, let's see if he'll make it spin. There's the hit.
Brands
oh,
it.
Oh, and there is a run for Checo Pon! Oh. Woo! Get it, Checo Pon! One. Woo!
30-1.
It's two? What was the point? Never mind. 30-2. Even better, Checo Pon. They're like, you know what? We're gonna take our runs. Don't you take them from us?
Ooh. What did I miss? Where did the second one come from?
I didn't see the second one. Huh. I think they're lying to me.
Let's make it.
They brought two in. Two in. We were too busy celebrating.
Sabrina gives her samurai swish of her bat.
Okay,
she takes left side. Gives a nice solid tomahawk chop.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
And she slides herself into first. And they get McKenzie out at third.
A little excitement now, so it should be 30-2 then.
Yeah, I did.
Because Jesse's not out there anymore. He must have made it home without us looking.
batter adjusts his hat, gets a couple sweeps of the bat, takes position.
Where's
there's the
lower
pitch.
Half of his body? Oh, he's wearing camo.
Oh, he's
shorts.
Wearing camo. Oh my goodness. He fooled us.
Yeah, he got hit right in the thigh.
Woo!
His last at bat.
Yeah, that's
that.
What happens. That's the dangers of camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
It almost happened again. See? Maybe they found the weakness to 101. Yeah. They cannot see camouflage.
They can't see.
That is what it is. That is how they will regain this game.
Doesn't explain why the ball's not going over the plate, but maybe it's working for them.
It's tripping them out. They're saying, what is this surprising man who only has half of a body? I've never seen a ghost like this before. It's three ball. Four ball. He takes the base. Sabrina takes a nice little jaunt over there saying, I'm tired. I'm going to take my time.
Mr. No Legs taking a page out Yachtstar of the book of 101 with a saunter there.
Takes the bat. She's ready to bring these players home. Sabrina not sure where she's going. Oh, never mind. We have
runners
three for Checo Pon. Woohoo! Good job, Checo Pon.
There's a walk two bases?
I think that if you get a man out, or if you ball a man, it's two bases.
Yeah.
Jessica says, no, I'm going to wait for a good one. There's the pitch. And it's a dirty pitch not happening.
Is that a curveball?
That was a curveball.
Right.
She winds up. There's the pitch. Jessica takes it. Right down
one.
Center. Sabrina is home.
All right.
That is four runs for Checo Pon, bringing the score 30-4.
Don't call it a comeback.
I told you, Disney is responsible. The underdog team is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they're one of our corporate
sponsors.
There's the pitch.
No thanks to the Billy Goat's gruff.
Ponytail man starts running, and there is another one safe. Oh my goodness, there's a whole five runs. Well done. Actually, disregard that run will not count because they had three outs. Disregard fifth run.
Now we're getting somewhere, huh?
Indeed. Would you like to take your seat back, Dane?
Sure, yeah. Mr. Dunn,
you
might take
like
a break.
Dancing.
I'm going to roll out, I believe.
You're going to skedaddle?
You need to go cheer for Rob real quick.
I will go cheer for
Rob. Scream really loud and pretend like you're his other lover.
Pretend?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
That is the word.
It was a pleasure having you on KCIW.
Thanks for having me, too.
Bye, darling.
All right, we're trading the field now.
Am I doing okay?
You're doing marvelously.
Oh, yeah. You're doing fantastic.
Oh, good. I get a little bit of insulting here and there, and it works.
Hmm.
I'm in my element. I've now dubbed him Goliath.
Uh-huh. I don't know if he minds.
I don't think he's listening to me.
No.
He's too high up. He can't hear me.
Ah, see? The air gets a little thinner up there.
Okay, so we have a switch up of the teams. 101 up to bat. This is going to be number 9.
What's our score?
Our score is currently 30-4. I thought it was 5, but there was a third out, so that run did not count.
Okay. Let's make sure
there's
we scratch.
Pitch.
Let's make sure we scratch it out. Mark it as 4 there.
I'm just not going to make the next mark.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
Let's hope there's a next mark for Checo Pon.
Gotta have faith, Dane. This is a Disney movie.
Yeah, it is. Sponsored by
Disney.
The Disney Corporation.
That's why it's an Undertale story of them coming up.
Disney bringing you basically all entertainment ever anymore.
The joys of monopolies. There's the pitch.
Oh, that
nice.
One's going high.
Crack that as a pop fly.
Jesse's going to catch it. And that's a caught ball
there's
by
humble,
Jesse.
But Jesse got it. Yes. That was one out.
You're like a mama.
I don't know how many outs. One out.
Second. Should be the first out of this, wherever we are. Do you know where we are in the innings?
Nope.
Okay.
I say that with a lot of confidence. Nope.
Here's the pitch.
There's the pitch. Nice.
Sends it right to third, but it just rolls right over his arm.
It leapfrogged over him.
Yep.
And it's because he has the camo. The ball can't see him either.
Uh-huh.
Safe at first. Another one of their dangerous lefties.
Mm-hmm.
Number 41.
Yep.
Takes position. Pitcher stares him down. There's the pitch. And he says, boom!
He goes for
to
it.
To right field.
Sends it out to McKenzie. Who
McKenzie.
Picks it up. Sorry, go ahead. Okay. She throws the ball in, but it skips past our shortstop, skips past our third, bounces against the fence. And we've got a runner on first and third for 101. And our woman who was pitching is now up to bat for 101.
She's a woman of many faces, many roles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, pretty strike. It's a rawhide strike. There's the pitch. She takes it. Listen to that crack. That was beautiful.
Oh, that's not a cop ball, sadly.
So that brings one runner home. One little, two little, three little runners home. Two runners home. Just two.
32-4.
Goliath takes the bat.
Mm.
He's in left position, saying, "Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell a ball that I want to hit out of this field." Mm. But not that one.
Mm-hmm.
There's the pitch. Oh, he hits it hard to right field.
He's going to take his time with that hustle,
though. And he saunters to first base. That's one at third, one at first.
Mm-hmm. Folks, the time is 7:45 p.m. You're tuned in to KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.
There's the pitch. Baxter says no go.
Mm-hmm.
Pitcher winds up, knocks on the door. She says, "No one's home. Not today."
I was going for the toes there.
Mm-hmm. Checo Pons trying to take him out. One limb at a time.
Huh.
Oh, that's a wild. Oh, that was a dirty strike. That was a curveball.
Thump a thump.
This is a very impressive pitcher.
Oh.
Strike two.
Hit right on the corner of home plate, so it actually bounced forward.
See, that's how you know you have a good pitcher, when physics break when he's on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Stares her down, goes for the third, and it is a ball. Three balls, two strikes.
That's a full count.
Should I stay or should I go now? I will go to that first base,
takes
she says.
The walk. And now bases are loaded with 101 people.
What's his name?
Rafferty?
15.
Oh, this guy. Ooh,
whoa, heads!
Going right for us. Whoa! Impressive. Oh, boy.
15, we've done nothing but cheer for you. Pitcher stares him down. 15 on the left side. Ooh. Oh, that's a wide swing.
Swing and strike.
Swing and a miss.
It was a whopper.
There's the pitch. He says, hitting it out to right field.
Yeah. Our man trying to scoop it up off the grass, having a little trouble.
That's.
And he throws it in.
One run, two runs.
Oof. Bringing the score to 34.
34-4.
Oof.
One, two, three, three runs. Ma.
Ah, ah, ah.
Ah, ah, ah. As also one of our sponsors, Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, sponsoring the show.
Teaching us how to count.
How to count how badly 101 is decimating Checo Pon, I'm sorry to say.
Checo Pon is in the depths of despair.
Ouch.
You got the bright bubblegum bat out. There's the pitch. And it's a beautiful strike.
Yep.
Ooh, umpire showing her, hey, you should have gone for that. Use that bubblegum bat to your advantage with the pitch.
Oh, there's
a ball.
There's a ball.
One strike, one ball. Oh, see, she's getting in position now. This is the one. And she says, no. Mm-mm. I don't go for that ball.
Yep. 2-1 on the count.
You give me something worth hitting at. See, I think that the pink bubblegum bat has frightened the pitcher.
Oh.
He doesn't know what to do with it.
Could be. Three balls. Or no, yeah, 3-2 now.
It's kind of like a deer with the headlights. It's just the pink distracts him.
I think you're right.
Here it is. Pitch. Oh, and she says, I'll take it.
Sends it to the shortstop, Jesse. Who sends it to Jessica.
Jessica takes that solid out.
That was 3 outs. I'm going to try and find out where we're at in the innings here. I got to ask somebody who's a little bit more knowledgeable.
Barbara.
which means one of the players.
Which inning are we at? See, we don't know either. We've been keeping score. That's the extent of our prowess right now.
Let's see. Yeah. I think I'm going to grab some Dairy Queen after this.
That sounds good.
They've got onion rings there. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You got a DQ from time to time?
I do.
What do you get?
I like the chicken strip basket.
Oh, the chicken strip basket's nice, yeah.
It just fills my little heart with carby goodness.
That's actually an accurate statement. It's
brushed with protein.
You feel the arteries clogging just a wee bit. Or, it's not that bad.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Is it really?
It has fries.
Sodium. Yeah.
Carbs. Oy. And then on top of it, a piece of buttery garlic toast.
That's right.
Yeah. So the very successful pitcher for Checkapon has now taken bat. He's ready to pay Zach for that bubblegum back, as she is now the pitcher.
And according to a shirt, he's repping Brookings Harbor Physical Therapy. Here's the pitch. Oh, nope, that's going to be a ball.
And it's a wide ball.
Yeah. So 1-1 is fielding another new pitcher now, kind of getting some of their weaker pitchers some chance up there at the mound. And to give Checkapon a chance to salvage something for this game. That's kind of him.
Get some pride out of this.
I remember when I was a kid.
There's the pitch. Oh, it's a wide ball.
It's going for the rear end there.
And you don't want to get a ball on a man because then he gets to take two bases.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yikes. I didn't know that.
Yep. If not, you'd always try to ball a male player so he wouldn't hit it out and get a home run.
Ah.
They're a strategy to the rules of co-ed softball league.
Right. Interesting. I was mistaken earlier about fouls. I thought that fouls didn't count toward the strike count. I was incorrect. There's no mercy foul.
Oh, no mercy from 101, period.
Yeah.
There's the pitch. And it is a ball four. He will take
good eye.
Second. With a happy little jaunt. Come on, Jesse.
He should go to second.
I gotta take this.
I'll just take one if I walk.
See, even in the depths of despair, Jesse's still classy.
Oh, yeah.
There's the pitch. Jesse hits
there
it.
You go.
It's a beautiful,
out to left field.
Beautiful hit to left field. And they are free, though. There is some running.
Run, Jeff,
going to
run!
Third.
They didn't know where that ball was going.
He's coming to first. He's coming to home.
Go! Come on!
There's the five.
Good
five.
Hustle there, huh?
Bringing the score 34-5.
And here's McKenzie up to bat.
McKenzie feels bad because these people have been picking on her out in right field. So
yeah, they
that
just
was
kept,
her time.
Kept sending them to her, you know, no matter where she went.
Her time to get revenge. Yeah. She plants her feet. There's the pitch. She says, nah, if I want my revenge, it's going to be at the hands of a good pitcher.
Well, she's got a good eye. She knows when a poor pitch is coming in.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a high ball.
Ooh, rolled off the pinky there.
Wide bouncing
ball. She's rattled. All right, here it comes.
There's the pitch. Oh, and it's very low.
That's three. With the fourth, we'll have a walk.
Checkapon may be coming back by sheer balls alone. with all that implies.
By balls or by crook?
That was a strike. Mm. That was a pretty pitch, too. She could have gotten that if she wanted.
Mm.
Got that if she wanted. Is the pitch?
Oh, she
nice
said
hit.
That. She's
goes
hustling. She's hustling.
They go ahead and throw that ball so she can get to first.
So Jesse did make it home, and Mackenzie's safe on first.
Wide ball caught by the batter. Says, I'll go ahead and give that back to you. We'll play a nice game of catch.
Yeah, that's okay.
What's his tattoo?
A cross, but it's like two iron stakes.
Ooh, fancy.
And then some what appear to be thorns around it.
I'm now going to dub him Van Helsing.
And there's a scroll with some text on it, but I can't quite read what it says. Welcome to the tattoo show. Bruin Radio Tattoos. Or Bruin Radio Inc. Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that makes it sound hardcore.
Ooh, a big swinging strike there.
Nice whip, honey.
That'd be kind of cool to do a tattoo show, huh?
I think so.
Have people come on and talk about their tattoos. Yeah. That's stories
the meaning,
right there.
The good ones, the stupid ones, the ones we regret. There's the pitch. And it is a wide ball.
Oh, full count. Darn it.
It was inside.
Full count.
Come on now.
And he will go ahead and take those bases.
Okay, let's mark
it. Oh, take the
base. Safe.
He tried to get something good to hit.
Yeah.
That's why you take this.
There you go.
That's why you take that strike.
Yeah.
Just to try to sit on my pitch. Oh, fifth grader's met. Ball.
Bringing it to 34 and 7.
Daddy!
You can't see it in the studio, folks, but Summer has some black fingernail polish on.
Because I rock it hard.
Rock it hard.
I gotta represent.
And how long ago did you put that on?
Last night.
What were you feeling when you decided black was the time? That black was the color you wanted?
Just my general hardcoreness. It just seeps out of my fingernails.
Ugh.
So I'm part of the Checo Pelican Players, and we just had a show where I could not have any fingernail polish, and I just did not feel true to myself.
Ah. Uh-huh. As you can see, I chose a very bright lime green for my fingernails.
Well, you know what? I thought either that was boogers or that was...
No,
you know,
normally it would be boogers. I can't go along with that. Grody. Sorry, Sabrina Christopher up to bat. Oh, with a swing and strike.
I wanted that so bad.
So bad. That's okay.
Really went for it. Give me the blood. Come on.
It's the samurai swing.
Uh-huh. Let's see what she does with this one.
Feet are planted.
Here's the pitch. Oh,
and
yeah,
nice
she goes
hits
for it. Says after, oh, sadly, that's a caught
but
ball.
Second says, nope, I'm getting you out.
Whew. Boy, almost got Mackenzie out there.
You did get Mackenzie.
That was a little scary.
Didn't get her out.
Is that
her
our first out for this inning? Oh, shoot. Okay. I got to keep a better eye on the outs. Well, that was an out. Yeah.
There's the pitch.
Oh.
Nice solid crack, but that is going to be a foul.
Might be caught, too. Oh, it did not get caught. Phew. All right.
I'm waiting for someone to go over the fence just from sheer momentum.
Yeah.
That would be a trick in a half.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, see, my very first year of softball, I didn't have any cleats. I just had normal tennis shoes. And my team used to call me Forrest Gump because I could not stop once I started running. I would run clear through third.
Oh, geez.
At least that's why I'm going to believe why they called me that.
Mm.
There's the ball. It looks like the other team is done.
Yep, they're coming over to kind of see how we finish things.
Pitcher extraordinaire behind me.
Yeah.
There's the hit. It is nice and solid down the center. Big pop fly has been caught. Yep. It has been dropped. Mackenzie comes home.
Mackenzie's home.
Safe.
And we're going to have another trader maybe at home.
Say, oh, that's another one for Checo Pond.
Outstanding. Want to sub in?
Bring in the score to 34-9.
You're gonna have to sub in because I've got to videotape her.
Jessica Yacht coming up to bat. She's got the pink bubblegum bat of death. There's the pitch. She says, no, not today. I'm a better hitter than that. That is ball one. Is that heads? Oh. So we have one ball, one strike. There's the pitch.
Wait, how long is this game?
Jessica hits it. She has a hard dash for first. And she is safe. Out at second. But Jessica Yock safe at first. I believe that is two outs. Street close up to bat. There's the pitch. It is a wide ball. Now, 101 has shuffled through about four different pitchers, trying to give everyone a fair chance. That's how you know you have a nice steady lead. There's the pitch. That was a beautiful pitch. Got a nice crack. It's a good grounder. And he will be out at first. Jessica Yock taking a second. I figured that was three outs. But that is three outs, so it will not count.
Did you say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, say hi to everybody.
It's okay.
Oh, come on. Oh, just say hi. You don't have to do anything else.
Is that game?
Just say hello.
Might be game, actually.
And that will be game with the final score of 34-9. 101-34 to Checo Pines 9. There's a lot of sportsmanship out in the field. 101
Bar Grill.
Which one's that?
Sportsmanship on the field.
The folks closest to us here.
So the people in the pink.
All right, that was it. Go ahead and close the show.
Or KCW, right?
Benny. Yep, KCIW.
Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a riveting game from both sides. There's been some sportsmanship, some laughs, some cries, some horrible taking out of legs, and some interesting plays for both sides. This is Dane Tittman, Summer Olmos, pitcher extraordinaire Rob Olmos, and guest star Mike Dunn. Closing out KCIW, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you next time on Bruin Radio Sports.